back to Russian in the semi-final, and the first round, it was a close enough first round, you know, just sort of feeling them out in the ring, but I was two down after the first round, and I came back into the corner, and I found out the score, and I had to pick it up a gear going into the second, and I did, and I won the second round, 9-0.
Yeah, so comprehensive victory overall.
It was surely, Miles. It was to come from behind and to win by such a good margin was a real confidence booster going into the final that day.
Would that suggest that you have the ability to weigh up your opposition and then adapt accordingly?
Oh, that's it. Yeah, you know, you're always looking out and you're always trying to learn every time you're in the fight and add it on to your armour, you know what I mean?
And today?
I was boxing against Anthony Ogogo from England. He was he got a silver medal in the Commonwealth Games, you know, and he beat me before, so he did. I boxed him for the rest of the world against Great Britain in Cardiff about a year ago now, nearly. You know, and he beat me over there, so it was more revenge as well today going into the ring, you know.
And what was the final score?
The final score was 14-5.
Very comprehensive.
It was, surely. It was a brilliant one for me, you know.
Were you behind at any stage?
No, I don't think so. I went 6-1 up after the first round and just kept everything nice and smart and just kept building on the lead, so I did.
What did you do different in this fight that you didn't do in the last fight?
Well, I'm a lot older and I've improved a lot since the last fight, you know what I mean? I was only stepping up in the senior the last time I fought him, and the year's experience definitely showed in there today and as it did on the scorecard as well, you know.